Задание А8А14. Прослушайте текст. В заданиях А8А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранную вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. Now we are ready to start.
The most important thing is to choose text that you care about. If you can't stop reading, that means you've chosen a good text. It does not have to be intellectual. It does not have to improve your knowledge of science or history. Don't feel guilty about reading comics, magazines, detective stories, romances. You should choose texts that are exactly one difficulty level above yours, but not more. But if you are not enjoying the text, switch to an easier one. If you want to use contemporary natural English, you have to learn contemporary natural phrases. Not all texts contain such phrases. Many books contain literary phrases that are simply not used by normally educated native speakers. For example, older books contain old-fashioned words and grammar. Thrillers often contain lots of dialogue in natural spoken English. Forums and blogs are even better because they're often written in a conversational style, people writing the way they speak. Of course, if you really want to read The Lord of the Rings, do it. The most important thing is to have fun. Want to learn to talk about computers in English? Read a computer forum or technology blog. Want to write scientific papers? Read scientific papers. Want to write business letters in English? Read business letters. As you read, stop and notice useful phrases. Each author has his own vocabulary and grammar. For example, when you read a book by Michael Crichton, you come across a lot of scientific vocabulary. Afterwards, it is easier to read another Michael Crichton novel than to read a book by a different author. If you're a beginning reader, jumping from author to author or topic to topic can cause disappointment because every new text will seem difficult. You may feel like you are making no progress. This is not healthy for your motivation. Reading a few similar texts gives you a sense of accomplishment, which can be very motivating.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
The most important thing is to choose text that you care about. If you can't stop reading, that means you've chosen a good text. It does not have to be intellectual. It does not have to improve your knowledge of science or history. Don't feel guilty about reading comics, magazines, detective stories, romances. You should choose texts that are exactly one difficulty level above yours, but not more. But if you are not enjoying the text, switch to an easier one. If you want to use contemporary natural English, you have to learn contemporary natural phrases. Not all texts contain such phrases. Many books contain literary phrases that are simply not used by normally educated native speakers. For example, older books contain old-fashioned words and grammar. Thrillers often contain lots of dialogue in natural spoken English. Forums and blogs are even better because they're often written in a conversational style, people writing the way they speak. Of course, if you really want to read The Lord of the Rings, do it. The most important thing is to have fun. Want to learn to talk about computers in English? Read a computer forum or technology blog. Want to write scientific papers? Read scientific papers. Want to write business letters in English? Read business letters. As you read, stop and notice useful phrases. Each author has his own vocabulary and grammar. For example, when you read a book by Michael Crichton, you come across a lot of scientific vocabulary. Afterwards, it is easier to read another Michael Crichton novel than to read a book by a different author. If you're a beginning reader, jumping from author to author or topic to topic can cause disappointment because every new text will seem difficult. You may feel like you are making no progress. This is not healthy for your motivation. Reading a few similar texts gives you a sense of accomplishment, which can be very motivating.
This is the end of the task. You have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test. Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.